Network Besties. It's hopefully still your favorite host, Ash Slay. I want to sincerely apologize to everyone. I went MIA on you guys during the holidays. I started a new job. I even got a new puppy. And my time has been pretty limited, but I promise I got some hot tea for you guys that I cannot wait to spill. Besties, I just want to say this is probably the hardest recording I've done. I know it's only episode 3, but bullying can be, you know, manipulative friendships. It can be coworkers like sabotaging your career and even trying to deep dive into your home life. And I think that's why I have postponed this for so long, because there were some deep feelings that I lived through, and I have to remind myself this is why I created this podcast, to express myself so others can express themselves, share our stories, and grow together. So I apologize, but I did need the time, and now I am ready to share. I did not want to go into 2023 feeling like a victim to these stories, so I've thought them through. And I'm in a much better place than I was when I experienced these. So I don't even want to say I'm coping. Like, I've been fast forward from them. So now that I'm in the right headspace, and just know that it's just a story that I experienced, I am now ready to share. Okay, so this story is very interesting to me, and I am excited to share it with you because it's just full on ridiculous. Like, this girl just, you know, she tried it and she was very unsuccessful. Most bullies are, right? So I was a front desk girl at my first hotel. You know, obviously you see a pattern. These are where most of my juicy stories come from. And I was friends with the bellman, and he was, you know, a player, and, you know, he was a bachelor living his best life. Anyways, yeah, he was, you know, a great guy. He was very charismatic. A lot of the women were very attracted to him. He was the life of the party. He would grill for me and my fiance. We would go over there to his place during the summer and, you know, have a cookout. Me and my besties at the front desk, we would go out with him to, like, the dueling piano bar after long shifts and stuff. He knew all the hot places around where we were. You know, he's just a really great, fun guy. And I had a friend, well, she was a friend of a friend, and at one point we were close, and, you know, the vibe just wasn't there anymore, and the relationship just didn't grow. There wasn't any confrontation or anything like that, just, you know, things fell apart, but we were still on good terms. And her cousin was coming to work for the hotel. And immediately, you know, she started dating the bellman, like, you know, kind of like most of the new girls would. And it didn't last, and that's okay. And we didn't really think much of it because, you know, he's a single, great guy just out here living his best life, testing the waters. And one day I moved to a different department, so I didn't really get to see or talk to him as much as I used to. But, you know, we were still great friends. And one day I was taking the stairs up to the office. It was like one floor, and, you know, I was trying to be healthy and thinking that, you know, one flight of stairs would do a little something, something, right? You know, maybe it did. So he was taking the stairs too, and we saw each other in passing, and, you know, we were just doing like a little quick catch up. He was asking about my fiance. I'm asking about his pets and how's his love life going, because it was always very interesting to me. And like, okay, cool, let's hang out sometime soon. See you later. Didn't even think anything about it. There were actually other people coming up and down the stairs, and maybe there was an elevator issue. I don't really know, but I didn't think much of it because I'm just in passing and that's what I do. One day I get a call, and it's from the friend of a friend that I'm not very close with anymore, but I'm optimistic. Maybe she's calling me to tell me some tea about the hotel. Maybe she's inviting me to a drink. I don't know, because we don't have bad blood, right? Anyways, she calls and she proceeds to tell me that there is a rumor about me and the bellman basically getting it on during work hours in the company stairwell. Like, what? Like, I cannot. It still, like, baffles me, because if anyone knows me, they would probably just, like, laugh in her face or anyone's face who were to say that about me. And I'm shocked. And her words were basically, he was giving me a so long single life gift in the stairwell during broad daylight, middle of the day, between 9 to 5 hours. Like, are you kidding me? And I'm so shocked. I'm still shocked. And I'm just like, I thought you were calling to tell me this rumor and laugh about it with me. No. No, ma'am. She proceeds to tell me, yeah, so I don't really remember exactly what she says, but basically you better fix it before it gets to your fiancé. Like, why would it even go to my fiancé? And as a friend who knows me, who has hung out with me, are you saying, one, you didn't defend me, two, that you're threatening me, and three, that you believe it, or are you starting it? Either way, the vibe was not there, and I was so shocked. Like, there's people who are so quick and ready and, like, have these amazing comebacks, right? But I was just so shocked, and I'm like, wait, are you, like, serious right now? And she's like, yeah, so you better be careful before it gets to your fiancé. And I'm just like, what are you talking about? I'm about to call him right now because this is hilarious. And I don't really remember how the phone call ended, but I knew right then and there, like, this whole interaction with this girl, friendship, whatever, it's done. Like, that's an easy way to cut out a relationship, right? So I call my fiance. He laughs about it. We laugh about it. He's like, yeah, right. Okay. And then I'm like, I need to call the bellman and tell him what I just heard, because this is absurd. So I call him, and he was actually mad about it. He was like, what? Like, this is, like, ridiculous. He was offended because he valued our friendship. He valued his friendship with my fiance and our reputation. Like, he's a true work bestie, you know? So he even took it further, and he calls me one day, and he said he went to that department that was going up and down the stairwell that day. And he went to, you know, it was also the same department that the friend of a friend worked in. And he was pretty livid, and he went to that department and said, hey, have y'all heard any rumors about me lately? Like, he didn't even address the rumor, but he's like, if y'all have something to say, here's the time to say it. And everyone's like, no, like, no, what are you talking about? Like, we're trying to work here, you know? And he's like, oh, really? Y'all haven't heard any rumors about me, like, hooking up with anyone? Y'all, I am not kidding. They look him dead in the eyes. And they're like, we only heard the rumor about you hooking up with her. And they point at the friend of a friend's cousin. Like, they were just like, I'm sorry, but that totally backfired, you know? And he was just like, oh, well, yeah, you know, that's true. But everyone kind of knew that. And that's literally the last I've heard from that person. Not the bellman, but from the fake friend. And actually, another little tea from that is, one day HR even called me in about it and asked me, like, hey, what's going on with the bellman and this girl? Because at the holiday party, they were pretty close. And not to get them in trouble or anything, she just wanted some tea as well. But it's just funny how tables turned so quickly. And it's not necessarily a bullying situation, but I just thought it was interesting that someone tried me and tried to, you know, damage my character, my reputation, or whatever. And I do consider that bullying, and I just wanted to share and give you that little tea history of mine. Ah! Guys, I've been holding in that story for a while, and it feels so good to let it out, so I'm ready to spill some more tea. So, another tea history of my past. Okay, so I was working at a hotel resort. It was very beautiful, and I was an admin, and we had all these sales managers in the office, and there was one sales manager. He was very into cosplay. He dressed up as the Joker, and, you know, he's a really nice, cool guy. So it was the weekend when the Joker movie came out with Joaquin Phoenix, and I was passing by his office. It was like right by the entrance door, and I was like, you know, just having like an icebreaker moment, and I was like, hey, I saw the Joker movie, like, did you see it yet? And he's like, oh no, not yet, how was it? You know, we're just like having small talk, like I was outside his door frame and, you know, not so engaged where I'm like inside his office, like taking up all his time, you know. I just was in passing, and this other manager from another whole department comes by, and she leans on the door frame and she looks at me, I look at her, and I'm like, okay, she might need to talk to him about something, I don't know. Complimented her outfit, wrapped up what I had to say, and I went about my day. So I'm walking down the hallway, and then I turn to my little cube, and as soon as I turn, she says, like, very loudly and passive-aggressively, and I think obviously for me to hear or someone to hear, but I mean, I'm the last person in the hallway, and she says, it would be nice if some people could do their job right. And me being naive, I'm like, ooh, I wonder who she's talking about, because I know it's not me. It was me. And it was... But at the same time, I'm like, well, it can't be me, because I haven't had anyone, like, complain about my work. My managers haven't complained about anything. Nothing's been emailed to me. Like, and I get a lot of praise at work, actually. And I was a good worker. So I was like, well, I know she ain't talking about me, because I do my stuff right. And I just, like, let it go, because you had the chance to tell me something. You know where my cube is. If you have something to say, I'm all ears. And whatever. I move on from it because, like I said, if she had the chance to tell me something, whatever. I think it was, like, the next day or a few days later, the head admin comes up to me. And she's like, hey, I went down to our coffee shop and... You know, that manager that said that passive-aggressive thing was there. And she was telling me that I need to work with you because, like, your work isn't right. And, like, you're doing something wrong. And I was like, what? That's so weird. I just saw her the other day and, you know, she said this thing out loud, but I didn't really know it was towards me. And I didn't make a big deal of it. And I was like, huh, weird. Okay. I email my managers. I'm like, hey, did I do something like wrong, or like, did I mess up on something that I need to know about? And they're like, no, like, not that I know of. I'm like, okay, cool. So I let it go. I'm like, this girl's crazy, whatever. Then I'm at lunch and the head admin is like, hey, she's going to like the director. Like, she's saying like, you're doing like something really wrong. Like, she's pissed about it. I'm like, why can't she just say it to my face? And the fact that you're going to like the director, like, now it's like, now it's a problem. Like, now you messed up. So yeah, I'm like, oh, you're for real. Like, now it's serious. So me and the head admin and my work bestie, we're like all gathered in my cube. It's super cute. And we're gonna like construct this like passive aggressive, tell me what you got to say type email. So I'm emailing her. I CC my director. I copy my managers. And I pretty much just say, like, hey, so-and-so, it has been brought to my attention. Like, I'm really messing up on something. Can you please explain to me what it is? And I, like, took a screenshot of my, contracts that I sent that were completed, and it had like little green check marks saying like, hey, everything's completed, everything is right, there's no errors. And I'm like, where's the problem, please? Because apparently I'm not doing something right, you know, but I mean, please let me know. And, you know, we're like constructing it, we're using like you know, I was very professional, but just like, I'm like, where's the problem? So I send it, and before she even responds, my director's like, "You go, girl." I'm like, that kind of is the icing on the cake. Like, my director knows because apparently she was talking mess about me or something. Not really mess about me, but she was coming for me, and no, ma'am. So then she responds and she's like, "Oh no, it's just this like new training thing that we're doing. It doesn't really involve you," and blah blah blah. Like basically, she's like, "Oh no, it's nothing. Like it's something that the other admins do, not you." And I was just like, "Okay, well, let me know because I'm all ears, and feel free to come to me if there is an issue." And my managers are just like, "Yeah, like how are we supposed to know you're supposed to do this if you haven't been trained on it and if we don't know?" It was just dumb. So I'm just like, whatever. Then I found out later that they were dating, and I guess she thought I was like coming for her mans, but no, I was just trying to be nice, being a team player, and everyone talks, and I wasn't the only girl like just coming into his office just saying hello, you know? So I just thought that was very interesting and weird, but she tried it. And it's just a story that stuck with me. I didn't take it too personal, but I was just like, wow, that's just weird. And I don't know. It rubbed me wrong. All right, so this next story is from a good friend who actually spoke with me last night about the podcast and kind of motivated me to get up and record today and made me feel really good about what I have to say. So I just want to say thank you, and she knows who she is. So my friend says, "When I worked at Nordstrom in college, my teammates hated me and called me the shark because I sold the most merchandise in our departments. They first just started with talking obviously behind my back, like to where they wanted me to hear them, and never included me in anything like conversations, going out to socialize as teammates, etc. Then my favorite was when they purchased me a hairbrush and makeup and told me I needed all the help I could get. So I used that and I went and made even more sales. So really, sorry, not sorry. And I just want to say, like, this girl is a bombshell. She's tall, blonde, blue-eyed, like gorgeous. They're probably just really jealous of like her natural beauty. But what I love is that she took something so ugly and negative and made it work for her. And I'm just like so proud of you, girl. So yeah, sales is hard out there. Like there's some really competitive people, like they probably should have just been learning from her instead of worrying about her. And that's something we learn really yet yeah, at a really young age, especially as professionals. All right, work besties, I hope you're enjoying all of the tea. I did have a work bestie call in, and she gave me some good chisme. If you don't know what chisme is, it means gossip in Spanish. And I am a chismosa, which means a gossiper. So, a little something for your noggin. So, my friend is an interior designer, and she had a coworker who worked under her, and she was like a fitness model, like a fitness bikini model. Like, she had it going on, right? And my friend would like even go like help her like put on her makeup for shows and stuff. Like my friend is like a woman's woman. Like, let's do this. You're beautiful. Like, let's like glow you up for these things, right? So in the interior designer world, I guess like people work in different offices, but this one project she was working on was very different, where like even like the construction workers from interior designers and architects, like they were all in the same like building. And she thought it was like different, but whatever, you know, she's here to do her job. And her friend, the fitness model, like was there with her. Well, there was this one manager. She was like some type of boss. I forgot if she was like an architect boss or what, but I'm just gonna call her sales manager because it's probably not even close to her title, but that's the world I come from. And the sales manager is like married to a fitness, a bodybuilder. Sorry, I forgot the word for a second. And so, you know, she's familiar with, you know, the fitness world. So one day they had like a big board meeting, and my friend and her little bikini friend came to the meeting, and she notices Miss Sales Manager is kind of looking at her work bestie, the fitness model, a little bit too much, and either she's admiring her or she's hating, and you know, the way that she just kept kind of looking at her up and down kind of gave her the feeling that she's a hater. But, you know, she just noticed, didn't really think about it too much, but it was obvious. And the fitness model is like only wearing a sweater, like a long sleeve sweater dress, and she's covered, like the dress goes down to her knees, and she's even wearing like boots. Like she looks cute, you know? And she's covered. She's not showing cleavage. It's not too short. But, you know, naturally, it just clings to her body and she's fit. So, I mean, like, what's the problem? You can't really, it's really hard to find women's clothes that aren't either like form fitting, crop top, or whatnot, especially professional clothes. But I think a sweater dress is always appropriate for the office. I'm just putting it out there. So, they have their little meeting, they go about their day. And then a few like hours go by and my friend's called into a meeting and to HR, like an HR meeting. And she's like, okay, weird, but whatever. So she goes to the meeting, and as she's going in, Miss Sales Manager is walking out and she doesn't think anything of it again. You know, she's just a professional here to do your job and, you know, stays in her own lane. So she goes to HR, and HR immediately tells her, hey, your little fitness friend, not in these exact words, because, you know, I just have to spruce it up a little bit. And she's like, your little fitness friend's outfit, people are complaining, like, she needs to, like, not wear such sexy clothes. And like I said, I'm just sprucing this up. She basically got a complaint, whatever. And she's telling my friend that she needs to go tell her coworker this, and she's like, why do I need to? I'm not HR. And second of all, I don't see anything wrong with her outfit. And she's like, I know, I don't either, but someone keep in the office. Girl, you know darn well that was Miss Sales Manager. Like, she just left. Come on now. And she's like, go tell your little fitness friend, you know, just like be careful what she wears and try not to be so like basically sexy, right? And my friend's like, no, this is awkward and I'm not HR. Like, I'm not doing that. And she's like, come on, we have to because there was a complaint and you're her manager or boss. Like, she's under you or whatever. My friend is pissed and she knows dang well who it was because she just left the office and the sales manager just left the office. So she's like, I cannot believe I have to tell her this. Like, this is so not my job. And I am totally against this because my friend looks cute. There's nothing wrong with her outfit. And for a woman to tell another woman like that, but you can't say who said it and you don't even know who said it. Like, she's like, what if she thinks it's me? Or what if she thinks I feel some type of way? Like, even though she doesn't, like, she totally doesn't. So she has to like go and tell her fitness friend like, hey, there was a complaint about your outfit. Please like be careful what you wear around the office. And then she even puts it out. She's like, I personally don't think what you're wearing is wrong at all. Like, you're covered. Like, I don't see the issue, but I have to tell you. Like, she has to add that in. And I would too, because I would definitely be like, I am not the one hating. It was so awkward after that. Like, her friend, like, her light, like, totally dimmed after that. Because when she doesn't know who said it, she doesn't, you kind of feel like, who's against me at work? There's so many feelings involved in this situation, you know? You're like, well, what am I doing wrong? I am covered. Who's on my back to go to HR about this? And like, wait, is that my friend? Or, you know, it's just so many thoughts when this situation comes up. So she even starts dressing down the fitness model. Like, not that she ever was overly sexy in the first place, but she starts wearing, like, super loose shirts and super loose jeans. And, you know, she kind of wants to not have attention on her, like, at all. And, you know, have her head down, mind her business. And I'm sorry, that's my dog growling in the background because she's playing with her new puppy. But I promise you, no animals are being harmed. They just, like, they're very vocal. They're like little T-Rexes playing tug of war. Anyways, back to the story. So, yeah, her friend, she's totally, like, in and out. Like, I'm just here to do my job. I don't want much attention on me. So on and so forth. So one day, like, sales manager's in a meeting with, like, a whole group of men. And they notice, like, the fitness model's, like, walking by, minding her business, doing her thing. And sales manager starts, like, pointing out, like, oh, look how, like, hot she is. Like, look at what she's wearing. Like, oh, like, bringing attention to her. And she's not even asking for it. Like, how crazy are you, girl? Like, if I don't know, the fact that she's even, like, pointing it out and just trying hard to, like, I don't want to say sabotage her, but she just can't keep her feelings to herself in my, the way that I see it. Like, she has to, like, let it out. She has to complain, or she has to have people see what she sees, which is obviously a negative lens. My friend is still friends with the bikini model, but she, till this day, is just like, I can't believe, you know, in a profession that women and friends just are still going through this. It's like 2023, you know? And I think this happened a few years ago, but come on, it's like, you know, it's just, it's cringy. They are still friends till this day, but, you know, and I have a few similar situations. I one time was at work and they called me in the office. They're like, hey, your pants are too tight. And I'm very curvy from the waist below, like my thighs, my bottom, my hips. And I was like, what? They're like, yeah, someone complained about your pants. And, like, we can see, like, your cellulite and everything. And I'm just like, but I can put my whole arm in my pants, and I did it. They're like, just, like, be careful with what you wear. And then you're like, who's complaining? Like, who's saying this about me? Like, who am I, like, whose day am I ruining just by wearing pants? Not even a skirt, not even showing anything. But, it, like I said, for women, it's really hard out there. So I had to go spend money that I didn't really have just to go get clothes because someone just couldn't stand to see me sitting in these pants all day because I was an admin and I sat behind a desk. All right, work besties, that's all the tea that I have for you today. I just want to say thank you to the women who submitted their stories, and I'm so sorry that y'all have had to witness some bullying in your profession, but I'm glad that we are strong enough to come together to call it out and move on. And just the fact that you sent me your stories and you trust me with them means so much, and it's great motivation for myself. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And I'm going to try to come up with my next topic and have an episode out for you before, I want to say, mid-February. So signing off. Bye.